This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Cade Povich pitching on Monday, scheduled against the Red Sox. Weather permitting. It's going to be in the 70s temperature-wise, which is great. Just need to get them thunderstorms a little later on in the day and keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, let's push that back.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I mean, no one wants to see a rained-out opening day, and the place is going to be bopping down there at Pickles, especially for our case, though, as well. Selfishly, hey, I love you, Bob. When we're inside, it gets a little tight in there, especially.
Oh, inside Pickles?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If there's weather, then where are we going to be? We're going to get to know each other even better than we have over the last 3 years.
It gets a little sardine-like in there. Nolan can attest to this.
Yes, he can.
He's been to plenty of these. And if it's going to be 70, look, I don't discourage people from getting all tuned up. I just told you my 1982 opening day story. I don't even remember half of what happened. And then I had a basketball game that night. But we don't have time to get into any of this. But we get crammed. They're Tuesday against the Twins. And we're inside. It's like,
it gets
opening
tight.
Day.
Opening
Forget
day.
About it.
And the other thing with the weather, take aside now what our conditions could be for a pitcher, for a guy like Cade, and he's got the home opener. It's an exciting time, right? Like, this is when you're a young kid and you're thinking about what do you want to accomplish if you get to the big leagues, you live out that dream. Well, yeah, you want to pitch in the postseason, the World Series. But getting a opener, a home opener in Baltimore, it's going to be jam packed. You don't want to have games pushed back. You want a young guy to feel calm and in his routine. Baseball players are creatures of habit, Bob. So I am really excited for Cade, but I want him to try to keep to a regulated schedule as much as possible because his insides are going to be running.
All right, now, before we break him down as the fifth starter, any surprise that he got the fifth starter nod over Suarez here coming out of Florida?
Not at all. Honestly, I think it was the exact right move for a couple reasons. Number one, he's your young guy, and if you want him to be a starter, then let him be a starter. Don't try to mess with him. Let him be a starter. Big Al, and I love Big Al, but you know what makes him great? Is that he doesn't waver if he's got to be in the pen or he's got to make a spot start. And I'll tell you what, guys, we talked about creatures of habit. Players sometimes don't know how to do that. It's a advantage that Big Al can do that. So there's that. And for Cade, yeah, he's got so much promise. Don't you want to see what he can do? And I'm really, really excited about it. And he earned that fifth spot.
September of last year, 5 starts, 2-2, 260, earned run average, whip below 1. Man, he started fine. in June, then got kind of roughed up there July and August. But in September, as the Orioles were playing for wild card stuff, even chasing the division outside looking in, he was a significant contributor. And you mentioned the stuff. I mean, you look at the dude, he looks like he's 15 years old. Doesn't look like he throws hard, but there's deceptive pace to that fastball, and apparently, and I can't keep up with the new terminology for pitches, he's added a new goofy changeup sort of thing to the repertoire.
Yeah, and you know what? He was throwing a little bit of a changeup last year. A little cambio, is, and that's changeup in Spanish, from what I've learned from my playing career. But for Cade, overall, he's a guy that's going to sit 92, 94 for the most part, but I'd say more 92, 93. He can get it up to 95, but the thing for him, he's got long levers, and he's able to hide the baseball very well. So he doesn't have to throw 97. Why? Because it's 92, 93 with how he delivers the pitch and how he hides the baseball. That 93 feels like a 97, 98 as a hitter. The biggest problem that he's had so far last year, besides trying to figure out how to be a big leaguer, was control. That was a big thing. Control, control, control. If you're walking guys, you're going to be put in a bad situation. Guys can tee off. And then this next thing with the changeup, you're able to add other pitches to your repertoire, and then you can throw strikes with your fastball. It makes your other pitches better. When things went wrong last year, he was erratic, and then people could then anticipate that he had to have his fastball and they could take more aggressive swings. Or he was erratic, and maybe he could only throw that curveball for a strike. Well, hitters recognize that. So for Cade, the biggest thing is going to be around the zone, which then can allow your other pitches to be effective. And the Max Fried comp, which a lot of people have talked about, I see it, and I do think he has that ability, but it all starts with trying to work ahead, and that's what Ben McDonald was talking about.
Talk about the other two guys in the rotation. Dean Kramer's going to pitch tomorrow, and then Sugano is going to pitch on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You were down in Florida. What's the excitement? We'll talk about Dean Kramer, of course, more familiar with Oriole fans, but what's the excitement level with Sugano and his potential?
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your deal to get people out the American League.
Oh, you mean Tommy Sugar?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, that's what I'm hearing. That might be a nickname there.
Tommy Sugar.
If not, I might.
I might have to pass on.
You don't
that.
Like that
nah,
one?
No,
nah,
no,
nah,
no.
Nah. Well, what you know might like is that the guy knows what he's doing.
How about that?
I'll How about that? If you don't like the nickname, I like the nickname. The thing that when I talked to some of my former teammates, they were fascinated with how well he was pitching, but they also were fascinated with, he had a game plan of how to execute. And so, you know me, I like to do breakdowns, and I do it all the time on the Ryan Ripken Show. I broke down how he tries to set guys up. He throws six pitches. He doesn't throw gas. He doesn't throw 95+. He has to be very strategic with what he does. But the only thing that I wonder is, how is that going to play in the big leagues in the regular season? That's the one thing we just don't know. He checks all the boxes. But now, he's probably one of the most fascinating pitchers in all of baseball, Bob, of what he's going to do coming to the big leagues as a 35-year-old rookie.
Yeah, he'll pitch Sunday afternoon, 1:37, against Chris Bassett. Tomorrow at 3:07, Rogers Center, Dean Kramer, Max Scherzer. We know Scherzer's resume, taking him to Cooperstown when it's all said and done. But what about Dean Kramer at this stage of his career? Remember everyone he came over in the Manny Machado trade almost 7 years ago? Insane. But he's been a pretty consistent member of the rotation for a few years. What level of Dean Kramer are we getting as he now pushes 30 years old?
I think Dean, when I look at other guys like the Eflins, the Mortons, you know, I look at that with Dean of being able to do just that, but I would even argue that Dean's got some really power stuff when he throws it. But he is a guy that can give you length and has been consistent. I mean, look, last year when everyone's talking about ups and downs, still had a 4-1 ERA. So Dean Kramer is a guy that can go out there and be really effective, but you and I have talked about this. Dean has those moments where he shuts down any lineup, Bob, and you're like, damn, Dean's got it. And then the other moments, you're going, hey, well, what happened? It's consistency. So I think for Dean, he is a bona fide big league guy with upside, but the biggest thing is, can you continue to progress and not have some of those lull moments? And if he can do that, he's going to continue to push himself higher and higher up how people view him in baseball.
I feel like you know what you're going to get out of him, just in a general sense. The only thing that would concern me, or I'd like to see more from him, is just more innings pitched.
Mm-hmm.
And look, at a certain point, you control what you can control with the health stuff. But we mentioned with Grayson, anytime he felt like he was building momentum, it's one more piece of bad news coming his way. Maybe the same could be said for Kramer. I mean, there's been moments where he kind of heats up and he gets on a roll, and then there's a setback here, and it's nothing major. It's always something that's just a little nagging, but still, I mean, to throw 129 innings last year, yeah, I mean, he should be well over 150.
Yeah, I think one part is, yeah, you got to stay healthy and not get drilled by a line drive too, Dean. Catch that ball, man. Come on. But when you look at his splits for the months to close this out, when I talk about consistency, he can be lights out one month and then this inflated ERA the next. So for Dean, it's really how can you just put together as many good starts in a row as you can? And if he does that, you know, the perception of him is only going to get better.